Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
I am Locked On Houston Astros, and I hope you listen to Locked On Astros podcast daily, Monday through Friday, your team every day. My name is H-Town Wheelhouse, and I am going solo tonight as the Astros wrap up a second win in a row against the Seattle Mariners. You can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. You can also find me at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros. Tonight, we are going to talk about the return of Yordan Alvarez. That's right, the man is back, and it seems like he has reinvigorated this team once again. Remember, you can get Locked On Astros on the podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast Locked On Astros. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code Locked On. You'll get $10 off your first order.
Here's three. 3-2 pitches, head deep to left field. Yordan Alvarez, welcome to 2020. Puts one in the Crawford boxes. A three-run home run in his first at bat of the year.
That's right. Your man, Yordan Alvarez, went yard for his first at bat, coming back from being down with COVID. All of us were wondering what was going on. The Astros erupted for 9 runs in the first inning against the Mariners on Friday night. It was definitely a great night, not only for the offense, but also for Framber Valdez, who may have turned a corner getting his first victory of the season, only surrendering 1 run. Those 9 runs, they would be limited after that, as they would only score 1 run in the second and 1 run in the fifth. But up to bat, you had Josh Reddick, who went 3-for-4, batting in the 2 spot. Yuli Gurriel, who went 2-for-4, who also added a home run and a triple. And Maldonado got a hit. Altuve, unfortunately, was 0-for-5, batting 175 going into a Saturday's game. But it was great to see Framber Valdez. He gave up 4 hits, only 1 earned run, 5 strikeouts. He got the victory. And then you had Bailey come in, and he didn't surrender any runs. You had Snead came in. He was pitching like he was about to be sent back. And I believe, had he not done well, he would have been the guy sent back. So this is what I wonder. Why do they send Bailey back? Do they want him to work on some stuff? Because to me, he looked lights out. They activated Joe Biagini on Saturday, and they sent down Brandon Bailey back to the alternate training center. With that win, the Astros have won 3 out of their last 4. And then coming into Saturday, they wanted to win again. They wanted to keep this thing going. And what would they do? They would win 2-1 against the Mariners on Saturday. That's all they needed was 2 runs. Javier pitched, and he wasn't ultra impressive outside of the first inning where he got 3 up and 3 down, struck out the side. He got 3 up and 3 down the second inning. But he allowed just as many strikes as he did balls when he was pitching on the mound, although he did improve his record to 2-1. So Christian Javier, 5 strikeouts, 6 innings pitched, only 1 hit, no earned runs. He did have 3 walks. Still has a respectable ERA at 2.91. Josh James came in. Everybody kind of freaked out. He actually got the hold. Raley came in. He got the hold as well, although he gave up a solo home run. And then Presley. Ryan Presley came in, and let me tell you, I was nervous with the 1-run lead. What was he going to do? He came in, he got 2 strikeouts, he got a pop out, he lowered his ERA to 7.71. And how is our man Altuve doing? Well, Altuve batted in the 7 hole, he got a hit. So he broke his 0-for streak, he went 1-for-3 tonight. That's definitely a good sign. But one of the things I want to point out, Reddick, although he was 0-for-3, he did get on base with the walk, he's still batting .296. But Yordan Alvarez and Yuli Gurriel being back-to-back has seemed to spark a fire. Yuli hit another home run today, although Yordan did not get a home run, he did get a hit. And his hit was 114 miles per hour off of the bat. A laser to right field. Altuve got an RBI. He grounded out. And he did get an RBI, so that was good to see. They were 0-4 with runners in scoring position. The Astros have their work cut out for them, but if you look at this lineup, I know Brantley is out right now, and Brantley just went on the IL. Springer, Reddick, Bregman, Alvarez, Gurriel, Correa, Altuve, Tucker, Maldonado. This is what I want to know. Maldonado, is this guy going to get a day off? He's only batting 208. He did have one strikeout. When he hits the ball, he either hits a home run or a double maybe. But or he strikes out. Garneau and Stubbs haven't got much playing time other than, I guess, leftover time in the late innings. So, when is Maldonado going to rest, and does he need a rest? Speaking of getting rest, if you need a rest and you feel like life is getting you down, even if you're not a professional athlete, you could be a stay-at-home parent, you could work from home, you could spend 8 hours in an uncomfortable chair all day. Everyone needs support. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with Menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like Arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it even easier, to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else, CBDMD has an offer for you. They're offering our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code LOCKEDONMLB for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD. Now, Built Bar. I want to talk to you about Built Bar because when you're feeling down, when you're feeling out, we have a more delicious or a delicious-er bar that they have improved on. They have 6 new flavors: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. And let me tell you about one of those flavors. Let me tell you about the cookies and cream. 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, only 4 grams of net carbs. That's right. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off your next order at BuiltBar.com. The Astros have now won 4 of their last 5 games. They now have a 3-game win streak, and they've only given up in those wins a combined 7 runs. That's right. They've given up only 7 runs in those wins. The bullpen has shored things up. They look better. The Astros have scored 24 runs in those 4 wins. They now have a plus 17 run differential, and they are evened up right now with 4 games behind the Oakland Athletics, who are 14-6. So, this season may be turned around. While Oakland's won 2 in a row, Houston's now won 3 in a row, the Rangers have won 3 in a row, the Angels and the Mariners continue to be the Angels and the Mariners, the Mariners have a minus 46 run differential. That is insane. The Astros are back to plus 17. So, is the season turning around? I say yes. Why is that? Well, it's definitely not because Jose Altuve at the plate. It's because one Yordan Alvarez. This guy is a game changer. And oh, how fans love to see him hit. There is someone on Twitter, and we'll just call her RB. She'll know who she is. She made a bet, and she said, if Yordan hits a home run in his first AB, I'll get a tattoo of his face or something on my ankle or wherever, she said. Well, he hit a home run, and everybody made her own up to it, and she got the outline of Yordan Alvarez on her ankle. So, RB, great job. Congratulations on following through. I don't think I would have the guts to do that. That's phenomenal. And she's also a really awesome fan. She has a lot of followers. She did a lot of really cool things during the pandemic. She got meals for first responders and had a bunch of people donate stuff. So, that's really, really cool. Another great thing about RB, and famously recently got married. So for those of us at Locked On Astros, congratulations. So who's up next in the afternoon game for the Houston Astros? Lance McCullers Jr. He's going to be opposed by Justice Sheffield. Hopefully the Astros get a 4th win in a row and a 5th win in 6 games. After that, the Houston Astros go to Colorado for 4 games, then to San Diego for 3, then it's back at home against the Angels, the A's, and the Rangers, and then it is an onslaught of AL West teams until September 12th and 13th, where we play the dreaded LA Dodgers. That's right, folks. So the Astros have their work cut out for them, kind of. Both these teams are beatable in Colorado and San Diego. If the bullpen continues to trend the way it's going, if Yordan continues to light a fire, him and Yuli being a powerful combination with Correa behind, if Altuve can only get going, can you imagine if Jose Altuve could even start getting two hits a game, how much more that would spark this offense? He still doesn't look comfortable up there. But, you know, he has gone through a lot of mental, had to go through mental gymnastics, I would have to say, because of the criticism. And yes, I do feel bad for the guy. He has been ridiculed and labeled a villain unlike any other. After the game, Chandler Rome of the Houston Chronicle tweeted this out. He said, Jose Altuve went into Dusty Baker's office this afternoon and asked Baker to move him down in the lineup. I'm not helping the club right now at the top of the lineup, Baker said Altuve told him. That's interesting. And so he is struggling right now. I know that our former MVP will get things going again. And I think a lot of it has to do, obviously, with 2017. People just can't get past it. One of those things that you have to constantly talk about when you're online interacting with people. But this is what we have to do. We have to realize that this team, although I didn't pick them at 10-10 in their first 20 games, at least we're at 500 and we are trending upward. All these other teams that have been hot, they have to stay hot. We just now got hot, and I think we can keep that carrying over. So, after McCullers, you have Bielak, then Greinke, then Valdez, then Javier. I mean, even without JV, these pitchers, as long as they go 6-7 innings, and Ryan Pressly holds it down, Blake Taylor comes in and holds it down, Cy Snead doesn't go Yukon Cornelius on us, and all those things work together, this team is going to be fun to watch the rest of the year. And we all know the 800-pound elephant in the room has been Yordan Alvarez's knees. How will he hold up? He's going to be DH the rest of the year. Well, he went from first to third on a hit from Yuli, and he looked and ran actually really well. So the more I think he can run like that and look good, the more confidence that they'll have in him. Now, with Brantley on the IL, it takes Dusty Baker out of that conundrum of, who do I DH? Do I DH Brantley? Do I DH Yordan Alvarez? When Brantley comes back, Yordan Alvarez will be able to platoon a little bit in left field if his knees can hold up, if he's okay. So let's pray that he stays healthy. The Houston Astros season is not over. Everything is not lost. And in a year like 2020, it is so good to see the players coming back. Brad Peacock has started throwing again. I hear Urquidy is soon to arrive. I don't know exactly when, and we have got more on the horizon. So thank y'all so much for listening to this solo edition of Locked On Astros, your team every day. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast Locked On Astros. And what I want you to do is I want you to go over to Locked On MLB to listen to Sully and the latest from Locked On MLB. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse, and y'all have a beautiful Sunday afternoon.